This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builder Supply Outlet, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank, and Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. If you have any questions and you do not feel comfortable talking on air, you could send it to 312-981-7200. And if you have any pictures of any of your challenges, we have concrete expert Sarah Andreas in here. We have Mega Pros Jer from Mega Pros Home Improvements. And if you've got challenges that you'd like to get a professional expert opinion on what you could put in a new bath or a new shower or a new vanity or something like that, we have Tom Jinky in here from Builder Supply Outlet. So we've got all of the experts in here that could help you with all of your needs, as well as Josh Herman from BMO Harris, who's going to be talking about the different products that they offer. But let's go around the horn, make the introductions. Sarah Andreas, welcome back. You guys are, from what I understand in a conversation prior to the show, you're pretty much booked out through the end of the year, which is incredible.
Absolutely, we are, yes. But we are taking estimates and holding our price for next year.
So you can still have one of your experts for our listeners come out, even though you can't get the job done this year because you're completely booked out.
Yes.
You will hold the price.
Yes.
That, which is unheard of.
Absolutely is, yes.
Because you don't know what material costs are going to be into the future, right? They fluctuate. It's a commodity, as saw lumber, Jeremy, as you know. Your pricing of jobs. And Tommy, you know, you've seen the ins and outs and the ebb and flow.
The look on my face.
I know.
We're talking about that. My eyes rolling in the back of my head like an exorcist.
It's unbelievable. But how can you do that? I mean, obviously you want to keep the business, but how can talk to our listeners about holding that price and giving a discount on top of that?
Yes. So it is a risk we are willing to take because we are hoping to book ourselves out for next year. Basically, every year we experience a 10% material and labor increase. But because of having such a phenomenal year and having such phenomenal listeners from WGN, we are going to be able to hold our price for next year. So give me a call. I'll come meet you, and we can get moving.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you and the fine people of Robert Andreas and Son, what number and website should they go to?
Absolutely. 708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
Tom Jenke, Builder Supply Outlet. You guys have been off the charts crazy busy with all of the work that our listeners have been putting into their homes due to the COVID crisis, sitting at home, seeing, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like that over there either, I want to replace this, I want to replace that. What are you going to be talking about later on the show?
Actually, we just, because there's been such a shortage of material, the cost of material is going crazy out there. So we are starting to get a little bit back into, a little bit more into our surplus type business, and we found a major manufacturer of bathtubs, toilets, vanities, LED mirrors. We just bought truckload after truck. We just got four truckloads.
Wow.
And so it's really, unfortunately, my son is complaining to me because we're filling our store up and he doesn't feel we can move. So I said, just move it around, figure it out.
Or sell it.
Or sell it.
Yeah, that
would be, yeah, what
just
a concept.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I will tell you one thing. We see the people that are coming in now and they're seeing some of this new stuff and they've never seen this, you know, LED mirrors and these smart toilets with the bidets in them. I mean, we've got walk-in bathtubs now. So, I
cool.
mean, we have a pretty exciting program.
How do our listeners reach out to talk with you and to visit your website?
Okay. They can reach us at 708-343-3900, or more importantly, go to our website because a lot of this new stuff is on there at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Okay. Next to you on Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook, if you want to check that out. And also, if you subscribe and like it, we post stuff there all of the time. Little tidbits about the show behind the scenes, and you can catch all of that and all of that video, all of that content at Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. Josh Herman, BMO Harris, had lunch with your direct supervisor yesterday?
He's the market president for North Shore.
Oh, Gerald Lewis.
So you were hobnobbing with society.
From the North Shore.
Well, hold on. What's his title again?
Market president.
For market North president.
Shore. Ooh. So I'm surprised you got that meeting.
He runs all the branches, all the branch managers in North Shore.
Okay.
Nice. Dave, so you've hit the big leagues.
Not yet. Time. There's like four levels above him I'm trying to reach you, but I got to go through him to open the gates to the other people, which is okay. So I'm having a kale salad there with my I'm on a weight loss diet with my Jesus. Grilled chicken. I had the big one. It's delicious. Okay. At Wildfire. And Gerald has the bacon double cheeseburger with the fries in a white shirt and a tie.
Nice.
Unbelievable. And he's Air Force. So I don't know what they did in the Air Force to teach this man how to eat. That would have been all over me. I would have just taken it, squeezed it, and get the grease on me just to start the, you know, just start lunch to get out of the way. Not a drop. I mean, not only is he a good guy and very enjoyable lunch, and I learned a lot about your products and your services we're going to talk about later, but unbelievable neat eater. And when he saw the kale salad, I knew he wasn't going to pick off my plate because he's like, yeah, that looks great. No shot. So
did you pick off his?
I did not. He left, and he left about a third, and I was just staring at it. And I'm just like,
just drooling.
There's a medium black Angus cheeseburger
taunting
with
me.
Bacon, just saying, "Eat me, fat boy. Eat me, fat boy."
Were the fries like speaking to you?
They were screaming at me, "Please put me in your mouth and chew on me." Awesome. But I just.
Good
willpower.
Job.
I just
nice discipline.
Willpower. He was testing me.
I'm
he was
impressed.
Josh, he was testing
I'm
me.
Impressed.
And I just want you to know, if it wasn't on the diet, I would have cleaned the plate, and then I would order dessert, and I was to put it on his tab after he left. If our listeners want to reach you, Josh, how do they reach you?
847-967-4644 or email me at joshua.herman.
All right, and a ton of our listeners contacted me that I referred over to you.
Yep.
Which I want to get into because you helped them. And before you guys get involved, I had no product to put them into, which was very, very helpful. And I learned something about your home equity product. You have an asset depletion loan, which kind of hit the nerve of a lot of our listeners that don't have a lot of income coming in but have a lot of assets, could still get loans. And now I learned this week that they could get a line of credit for one of our listeners, two of our listeners, they're a couple, retired. Even though they heard me say, get a line of credit while you're working, they, of course, waited till they retired and then called me and said, I have $2 million in the bank. Can I get a line of credit? I'm like, well, thanks for making it five times more difficult. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. The call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200, is sponsored by the fine people at MegaPros. And we're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar. Because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I can do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh, my God, David.
I could do that.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
Joe Brand coming in from the sidelines. Don't do that here. Please don't do that here. Please don't do that.
No, hey, please don't do that ever.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, what's the pitching matchup again tonight for the Cubs? Can you give that to us real quick? Oh, he just left the studio. Okay. Glad that Joe's into the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. Tommy, let's talk about... let's talk about your four trucks of products that are sitting in your lot, the back of your store that you're unloading. Why did you buy four trucks? And for everybody that doesn't know how much material is in a truck, a van truck holds about 40,000 pounds. Yes. Of actual, which is 20 net tons. Yep. I know you're kind of shocked that I know this, but yeah. This goes back to my...
Wow.
You're amazing.
This goes back to my scrap iron metal days.
I was going to say, it's these metal days.
You know,
heavy metal days.
You know, the tear weight of the truck when it's empty is about 32,000. Fully loaded, it's about 48,000. You can thank me, truckers out there, because I know what I'm talking about. But what are you going to do with 40 times 4? So you've got 160,000 pounds of material there. You have 80 tons, net tons.
You should tell your son that.
Of
he's already freaking out because you know, we liquidated a lot of material just to get rid of it, so we knew this was coming in. But
what's so special about this material, all this tonnage of material that came in?
Well, because number one is we bought, let's just talk about the vanities. We bought them right. So right now, you could buy that same vanity on a Wayfair And we're about 30% less than what you can buy on Wayfair right now. So the reason that we did this big surplus buy is our prices for new product coming in is going off the charts. We are literally raising prices every week. And just, you know, we have a container of doors coming in at the end of this month. We normally pay about $4,500 for a container coming in. This one was $19,800, and they're going to $30,000 a container.
Is that due to transportation costs, or is that due to material costs, or a combination of both?
It's primarily transportation cost and the ability to gouge.
Yeah.
And I know freight companies, they in their first 6 months of this year, they made more money than they did in the last three combined.
Is it due to the lack of truckers not being able to take the containers off of the trains that come up from the ports? So these big vessels, you, just so our listeners understand,
yep.
A lot of this material is coming from overseas.
Yep.
Okay, so it comes into ports that have deep ports. It goes down into Texas. It goes to California, up and down the East Coast. And then it either goes intermodal with the railroads, so yep. They put it in the boxes that everybody sees when they get upset at the railroad tracks, you know, the double stack containers. Those are what come over from overseas, and then it goes to a collection area here, gets unloaded, and it just sits there because there's not enough employees to run those trucks to get those trucks to the warehouses like Builder Supply Outlet.
Containers are sitting, just take Long Beach, California.
Okay.
You have got ships, and there's probably 100 ships that are lined up ready to get unloaded.
Right.
So now they get unloaded, but then they don't have the trucks because by attrition, you've got a lot of truck drivers that are retiring out.
Sure.
And you don't have this new generation coming in going, gee, I want to be a truck driver.
Making $80,000 to $100,000 a year.
When I can sit there and sit behind a computer and be a computer tech and make, you know, $200,000
and have $250,000 worth of student loans.
So they're not replenishing. Well, The other thing, too, is they have so many containers coming in, but so few going back. And they don't want to send them empty because then the ships don't fare well in the seas.
You got to recalibrate your ship weight.
You have to recalibrate your ship weight. So it's a myriad. It isn't just trucking. I mean, it's, and then they were stacking to get additional containers on ships. They were stacking them higher than normal. And then containers were falling off the ship into the ocean and sinking to the bottom. Sure. I mean, it's chaotic right now. So to answer your, you know, the easiest way I can answer that question is when we find an outstanding surplus buy.
Jump on it.
And somebody just called me. I mean, we invested six figures into this thing, and it's not to end with just four. I'm looking at six to seven more, but, you know, my kids are telling me that we only have so much space.
I'd open up another shop. Jeremy?
Here. I think it's important to talk about, you can't get any materials. So when you say vanities, we have customers right now asking to do their job Thanksgiving,
yep.
December, you know, Christmas. It's not going to happen, right? So
it's only going to happen when you find something in stock. Yeah. Now, on top of that, I do have a fairly large inventory of vanities, vanity tops. But let's go more importantly, because we do with MegaPros, we do a lot of kitchens.
Yep.
Their customers, because there is one of our lines, Shiloh, which is their favorite line. You know, people used to come in, buy it. 8 weeks later, they've got Jeremy starting the job. Today, they come in and buy it. You better be ready to start that job around January 15th.
Yeah. Nothing we can do about it.
And the problem is like all these other industries, we don't have enough people.
Right.
There's not every place that I see today, every place says help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. And as long as we continue to pay people to sit home, we're not gonna address this problem.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That comes out, that stops coming up.
Hopefully.
I mentioned this you know, a couple of shows ago that according to Steve Ratner, I watch Morning Joe on in the morning, MSNBC, 44% of those collecting unemployment are making more collecting unemployment than they did while they were working. So, I mean, we've got a challenge there. And then I was on another radio show and people would call in and I said that. They're like, well, you know, maybe they should pay us more. I'm like, have you looked at what employers are paying right now? I've got a radio show on another station. I got 20 service providers that are dying for help paying $14 to $20 an hour, pick up the phone and place a call. The wages have gone up. You're not going to find that out unless you pick up the phone and make the call. Let's get back to work.
Right. But last but not least, and when we talk about that surplus buy, it is just that.
We got to go news.
We have it today. Get in there. We might not have it tomorrow.
Don Kleppen, take it away, buddy.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Hey, Joe Brand, can you please give us an update on the pitching matchups for today for the Cubs?
Can we just be mature about this?
No, I can't. I heard it, and I missed it at the beginning of the show. I would like you to review the pitching matchups for the Chicago Cubs versus whoever they play today. Nobody cares, but I just want to hear the pitching matchups. Joe Brand.
It's Keegan Thompson throwing for the Cubs.
And for the other team?
Chris Bubich.
Okay, Chris Bubich. 312-981-7200. It's the 13-year-old. Keeps me long there, Tommy. It keeps me young.
You are the oldest 13-year-old I know.
I know.
And the biggest.
And the biggest. And the most immature. Thank you there, Joe Brand. Don Kleppen's laughing. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That is where all of our contact information is. Sarah Andreas, the success of your appearances, not since you started on the show and took over for your father.
Yes.
Who was like listening to like nails on a chalkboard, because he comes in here all the time and likes to give you advice. And you don't need any advice. You're doing it fine. And he tries to give me advice, and I don't need his advice either. I think I'm all right. You know, I'd rather him just bring the Dunkin' Donuts and stay in the other room, which
Absolutely.
Is fine. And we got to start locking the door and not give him the key. But the success of the listenership that has latched on to what you guys are doing at Robert Andreas and Sons, you guys being a statement, not a just a word. You know, your company, the girls and boys at Robert Andreas and Sons, I don't need the emails saying that I'm sexist, because I'm not. But what WGN has done has really, I think, opened the eyes to a lot of our listeners. They didn't realize, Tommy, all the challenges that were out there that can be solved and can be fixed and can be replaced with a quality concrete company like Robert Andreas and Son. And you guys are booked out through the end of the year, which is incredible.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, it's the first time in history that we've been booked out since basically like a month ago we got booked out. So basically what I'm seeing is that our listeners trust, they trust you, they trust Lou, and then they meet me, and then we develop this relationship, and I have a great time going on estimates with listeners. I probably do 4 or 5 estimates a week with WGN listeners.
You actually go out to their home?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I always get, oh my God, it's a girl. You know, that's the first thing I say.
It's a woman.
Yeah, it's a woman, you know, but basically what we're looking forward to now is growing this relationship and answering questions. I will go out to your house to do an estimate, even if you don't have a project. If you just have a question, I will come in person and answer that question for you.
Will you have a sandwich with them and a coffee or a tea or a soft drink?
Absolutely. A lemonade, whatever.
All right. 312-981-7200. So let's talk about, you are booked through, is this both commercial and residential, or just commercial, or just residential?
So I, basically in the winter, I do a lot more industrial commercial projects.
And there's still availability
there
to do that work.
Absolutely. And I would like to speak to any project managers, plant managers, purchasing agents. If you have a concrete project that you need done, taken care of for your facility, I can help you. We have great relationships with many different chemical plants, manufacturing plants, and we would like to grow new relationships.
One of the sectors that's blowing up, and Josh, you could chime in on this, and Tommy, you as well, is the warehouse segment of the commercial real estate market.
Yes.
And I have a bunch of friends of mine that own commercial real estate. I have a bunch of friends that finance commercial real estate. And I said, hey, what's going on? What are you getting into? He's like, yeah, just close on 2 more commercial spaces. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. And they're fully leased out. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. Oh, it's right in Alsip off of 294. I'm like, I had no idea. He's like, it's the hottest segment of the real estate market right now is that commercial warehouse industry and that entire segment. And guess what they need? They need loading dock work. They need floor work. They're putting pallets down. They're running heavy equipment over that. A lot of that hasn't been touched or fixed or refurbished or remediated.
Yes.
Ever since they were built 50, 70 years ago. But that work still, because it's going to start getting cold in about 8 weeks. We're going to start wearing jackets again. And then we're going to go in the deep freeze. And you're not going to be able to do sidewalks and driveways. But the inside hard work, that floor work, mm-hmm. and all that stuff that's still on the plate.
Absolutely. And I'll do ballards and loading docks well into December. And all of our employees, anybody who's going to be at your facility, is safety trained. They're used to working in these environments. They're TWIC certified and Three Rivers certified.
What's a ballard?
A ballard is like, okay, when you drive around a corner and they don't want you to hit the side of a building, it's those big six inch wide filled with concrete. They're like red or yellow.
Yeah.
They keep you from hitting buildings or
gas tanks.
ATMs. Yeah, gas tanks, all that stuff.
Yeah, my wife wrapped her car around after she
died. I was just going to say that.
Well, yeah.
It's all right. That's all right. We've got a good body shop. It's all right. She didn't see that red cement thing at the by the gas tank. It's fine, but you do all that for gas stations as well.
Yeah, we've done a couple full gas station concrete replacements, so we're moving forward in the commercial and industrial sector. And also, I want to throw this out. We were talking about employment before the break, and we are hiring, and we are paying a competitive wage. And if you want to learn a trade like concrete that will feed you and your family for the rest of your life, come to us, because we are going to train you and get you feeling confident in what we do.
312-981-7200. Jeremy, you're hiring as well, no?
Yeah, I think the world is.
Okay.
good point.
And trades are a necessity. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a skill that will last forever. So
How much college debt do they have to come to your company to get a job with?
Zero.
Okay.
I will take you right out of high school, right out of prison. I don't care.
What about while they're in high school on an internship program?
Oh, I can get a job.
Absolutely.
It's about time someone wants to hire you, Tom.
If you are a high school student and you have aspirations to come in the trades, now there is options to go to a union facility, but the advantage of coming to a non-union shop is we will keep you busy all year. You will never be looking for work for a day. You're going to come to the same place of employment every day. You're going to work with the same gentleman every day, and you're going to grow yourself into our team, which is, I hate when people say it's like a family, but it really is like a family.
Mm-hmm. Mike in Hinsdale's got a question for you. Mike, thanks for listening, buddy.
Hey, Sarah, I had a couple of concrete guys looking to get my driveway replaced, and I'm getting different opinions. You know, one guy says, well, we put in wire mesh. You know, the other guy, he said there was a fiber in the concrete reinforcement. And I see your trucks around Hinsdale a lot. Just, you know, can you come over, and what do you use to reinforce your concrete?
Absolutely. So if you see our trucks, you should give us a call, 708-863-5735. And the difference between wire mesh looks like a chain link fence. I will not use that in my concrete. That is the poor man's alternative. We use number 3 rebar, placed 2 foot on center. It's going to look like a chessboard when I'm done with it. And then we're going to pour 5 inches of concrete over it with that liquid fiber mesh additive, so that your concrete has 2 methods of reinforcement.
If our listeners want to reach out to get a quote today and a discount today for their job tomorrow, it sounds like the hamburger guy on Popeye. I'll gladly pay you for a hamburger tomorrow for a hamburger today. What's the number and contact information?
708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
Mike, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. Coming up after the break, Josh Herman from BMO Harris. Going to give you 2 examples, Josh, of how our listeners contacted me this week. And how your team is in the three examples. I just thought of another one. I sent you like 7 opportunities this week, but the top 3 that ring in my head that I want you to share with our listeners, because if you're helping these listeners, you could help others as well. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone line, the text line, the picture line are the same number, 312-981-7200, which is sponsored by our fine friends at MegaPros.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to Justin Herman, BMO Harris. Number one example, I'm a 65-year-old man, retired. Not a 65-year-old, no, okay, 63-year-old couple, both retired. I mentioned at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
His email is right here. Thank you. It says, found your show after listening to Lou's show. You do a great job. Keep it light and honest. So, of course, I had to call him right back after sending that. He says something nice about that. He lives in a $450,000 to $500,000 home, owned free and clear.
Yep.
He is a carpenter and a carpenter's pension of $2,200 a month. Him and his wife just retired. They're not collecting Social Security yet because they haven't figured it out with their financial planner if they should take it now, wait to 68, wait to 70 and a half to get more, whatever. They're still working out. They have $2 million in the bank. I said, like, how long have you been listening to me on the radio? He's like, well, I've been hearing your commercial for years, but like I said in the email, just started listening to your show. I'm like, how many times have you heard me say take out a line of credit when you don't need a line of credit, so it's there when you need it, when you didn't expect you needed it? He's like, about 4,000 times. I said, okay. You know, so thanks for making this like 700 times more difficult.
This is 4,001.
Right, 4,001. Right, I'm like, okay. I go, on the Fannie Freddie side, we have depletion, asset depletion loans, which I talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago, that garnered a lot of interest from our listeners who are retired, have a ton of income, but don't have a lot of have a lot of assets, but don't have a lot of income. This couple, 63, listening right now, no mortgage, wanted to have an emergency chute on a $500,000 home. So I'm like, you should have an emergency chute.
Absolutely.
You should go up to 480% of the value of your home. They're like, how do we do it? So I text you guys. I send you the email. I text you guys. You guys came back that you do have a calculation.
Yes.
Based upon it's 70% of retirement assets divided by 360. Which gave him about, I don't hold me to this, it was about 4,000, and with his 2,200, it came out to 6,000, 7,000 a month, and you were able, and you're working with the couple right now. They sent me an email. That's Wednesday correct. Night, boom.
Yep.
How many of your clients are coming in with those type of opportunities without income, and how many more do you think you'd get if more of our listeners knew about that?
Oh, I think a lot more.
You gotta stay on mic.
Sorry, I'm seeing a number of clients in that situation that have retired. They stepped away from work and they have retirement assets. They have income coming in aside from obviously working. But a lot of banks out there are not one doing home equity loans.
Sure.
A lot of the big large banks out there shut their programs down, which is just astonishing. We did not. We stepped up to the plate, offered a number of different ways that our clients or prospective clients could get this done, like exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I think a number of clients out there that, you know, we could help with. Exactly what you're saying as far as anyone out there that has equity in their home should have an emergency reserve. I mean, look at what's going on with COVID. Look at all these unexpected events that's happening.
Sure.
And it's like an insurance policy. If you have the collateral, if you have the assets, it's almost a free insurance policy you're putting out there that you can dip into as an emergency fund.
Why would you not?
I can't think of a reason other than knowledge, and I think that's really that's really what it is.
A home equity line of credit is a checkbook against your home.
Yep.
That enables our listeners to access the equity of the home in the event, for whatever reason they need it, if it's to pay for. I had somebody
put in a driveway.
Okay. I had somebody
remodel your house.
Redo a kitchen.
Yeah. Right now, 67% of Americans out there that own homes are planning on redoing or doing something to their home within the next year. 50% are paying cash. 25% are paying on using a credit card, high interest credit card,
which is nuts.
Well, the first two are nuts.
If you have equity in your home, it's nuts to use a high interest credit card.
Absolutely, or right. even sometimes the cash, because you can have your cash working for you much better than some of the rates that we're offering out there. They're so low that people come to me and they say, "How do the one percenters out there make so much money?" They use their leverage.
Yes,
they leverage their capital.
Yes.
And they work smarter. That's how they do it. Everyone can do the same thing.
I don't
understand.
But
they just need to know about it. And that's what we're here to talk to.
Sarah?
So how much equity would you have to have in your home to get one of these loans?
So it really depends because, COVID, we scale back a little bit and it depends on your credit worthiness and stuff like that. But typically we go up to about 85% on loans. So if you have a $100,000, house,
mm-hmm.
You don't owe anything on it, we could roughly borrow $80,000.
Gotcha. So someone like me, been in my home for 2 years, paying the mortgage, good credit score, not for me.
No, absolutely. No.
It depends on
your situation.
Right.
So you've been in your home. There's an appreciation. Of course, homes have been appreciated the last couple of years.
Yep. Yes.
So you've been paying down your mortgage. Mm-hmm. Your home has been appreciating. You could definitely have some equity in it. I've had clients that bought it a year ago and came to us. And actually, I have a client that I'm working with right now that's putting in a new kitchen. We financed his new kitchen for about $40,000. Bought the house about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Homes around him blew up, and he's up, about $100,000 in value, which is unbelievable. But that's
which is
happening.
Not unrealistic in this current market
exactly.
that we're experiencing.
Exactly. Wow. And so there's that opportunity that now you come in and you're remodeling your house, you're adding value to it, so you're also increasing it again, mm-hmm. and you're getting it at such a low rate where in some cases it's lower than your mortgage rates. Hmm.
Okay. Wow.
And I think too, people going out and getting these home equity loans, even if you don't need the money right now, get it, because if you don't draw anything off it, it really doesn't cost you anything.
It sits out there, and it's the same thing with on the business side as well. If you need, if you're going out and you want to redo, your entire warehouse, mm-hmm. You come in, have a line of credit, and you have it as an emergency that when you're ready to pull the trigger, you can, and then we lock it up into more of a fixed asset or a fixed product, so we can pay it off. And
we're going to talk a lot about this in the next 2 hours, and also we're going to keep Josh from moving his head away from the microphone so you at home could hear what he's trying to say. For love of God, I got to put a leash on you.
Sorry, I move around a lot.
Obviously. I'm like, when I say get on mic, stay on the damn mic.
All right,
you're listening to Homes and Homes Chicago, but this is valuable information. This is real life.
Yes,
I got absolutely. A 63-year-old couple that retired that was making 200 G's a year, and then they retire. So they make it five times more difficult. Thank God they have the $2 million in the bank that they're going to be able to get their emergency shoot. You're listening to Homes and Homes Chicago on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and the floor line. Stay tuned for Donnie and Joe for news and sports.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builders Supply Outlet, Robert R. Andreas & Sons, Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank, and Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I know why the show's been off a little bit, because I've been getting text messages about it all show. We didn't do the opening, so for all the texters out there, the hundreds of texters that have been texting in,
And
Jeremy, like, you missed the opening. What's with Elwood's upset? Here we go. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
I hope everybody feels better.
Doesn't that give you like some goosebumps?
No, it does. It kind of like my axis is.
Doesn't it make you feel proud
back
to be
in
a Chicagoan?
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I concur.
312-981-7200. Let's go out to Jerry in Deerfield. But first, I want to thank Gene from Rockford. David H., never ever say him and his wife. This is a grammatical bonus for all you kids out there. Never say him and his wife. Never say him and anybody. It should be he and his wife. Thanks for the good show. This mistake is made often by you on your radio show. I just added that, but so there. So for all you kids out there, next time you host a radio show or talk to somebody, it's never say him and anybody. It's always he and his wife. There you go. Or she and his husband.
Wow.
Right. Or he and his husband, or she and his wife. Let's cover all the bases.
I'm gonna mess it up.
Right. 312-981-7200. Jerry in Deerfield, my neighbor. How are you, Jerry?
Oh, I'm great, Dave. I'm calling because I have a home in North Trail, a ranch house, which is close to Deerfield High School.
Sure.
Anyhow, I need to have all the wood around, like the soffit, replaced on my house. It is all rotten. Do you do that kind of work?
Hang on, hang on. What year was it built? Are you circa 1960s, 50s, Deerfield?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes, it's in that North Trail subdivision.
Okay, so for everybody that doesn't realize where Deerfield is, it's up on the north side. It's just, it's by Highland Park. It's by Bannockburn. It used to be a vacation destination for people in the city. True story.
Really?
Right, Jerry? People back in the day used to buy homes in Deerfield to summer in and go hunting and fishing.
Wow.
And there's a lot of these smaller houses that are now worth a ton of money that are either being added onto, popping the top, popping the back, or just being demolished.
Yep.
But exactly. Jerry's, and a lot of these 1950s, and Roy sees it as well, all the foundations are crap, okay? Yeah. So, because they've been 70, 80-year-old homes.
Sure.
Well, they weren't on a slab?
No, I don't think so.
Not no, they're, them, right? they're no.
They have basements.
Or whatever they use.
Some of them have leaky basements.
Yeah.
Whatever they used.
Yes.
Sarah could attest to the materials they had in the 50s and 60s are not as were a lot more inferior than the materials you're using today.
Absolutely. High tech today, much better.
There you go. So, Jerry, you've got rotting around your soffits. So, MegaPro's Jeremy.
All around the whole house.
I'd sell the house. But go ahead, Jeremy. Well,
you'd sell the house over a trim board that needs to be replaced.
Let's not get specific. I just sell the house.
I wish I could afford to do this.
Jerry, are you looking to sell your home, or are you in it for the long haul?
No. Okay. So I'm in it for the long haul. I just cannot afford it.
Sure. There's a couple things we could do. Of course, we could repair your wood. No problem. We go to Deerfield. We'd be happy to help. We could send an estimator out. They take a look at what's going on. We could do it two ways, just replace the damaged sections, try to stain it, try to make it blend. There's an alternative of replacing the real bad sections and putting a aluminum over it or a vinyl over it. That might be an option. The downside to that is it is a costly investment up front, but then you'll never have to paint it, never have to worry about repairing it or anything else. So we could do either or. And any of our MegaPros estimators will give you options for all. They'll take care of you. They'll listen to your issues. They'll also identify why this might be happening. So maybe there's a ventilation issue. Maybe there's something that's causing it larger than just it's old. So we'd be happy to help.
Exactly. Will you commit right now to go to Deerfield to visit with
all the
Jeremy?
Time. Yeah, I'm not that busy.
So Debbie,
feel free. Yeah, you could call our office right now.
What's your number?
There's a pretty jingle.
847-658-8989. I forgot. Hang on, I wasn't ready for that.
Dave wasn't ready.
Well, actually, your father wanted to go with this one.
Megapros.com.
Hang on, I got it right here. You ready, Jerry? Hang on. Ready? Ready?
Ready.
Okay. 847-658-8989.
Did you get that?
So our support staff's at our office right now. If you want to give them a call, I come out there next week. No problem.
Done. So, Jerry, there you go. Jerry, how happy are you?
Oh, my God. I am so happy because, you know, it's so hard when you haven't had work done. And who do you trust and who can you depend on to come out and do the job, you know? And
we're happy to help.
Somebody
who, I don't swing a hammer, just to be clear, Jerry. I'm just there just for a smiley face and I'm happy to help. We got better guys.
I will
for
call
that.
Your office
Sounds
and
good.
Give them all the information. Thank you so
Jerry.
Much, and have a wonderful day.
You too, Jerry.
And Jerry, if you have any questions or need anything on the financing side, because home equity would be a perfect possible vehicle for that, we would be happy to help as well.
Yeah, we could talk to you about all that, Jerry.
And who is that with the financing?
Joshua Herman with BMO Harris Bank.
He's over by me, Jerry, off of Dundee and Landwehr. You know where?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you know
I've
where?
I've lived on the North Shore my whole life, so. Yeah.
You know where Grill House is?
Brook.
You know
where?
Okay, he's right next door to the Grill. I'll tell you what, Jerry. You come out. I'll buy you a sandwich at Grill House. Okay, Nick and I are buddies. Great food at Dundee and Landwehr, and then we'll go have Josh pay for it, and he'll come over and pay. That's even better. Yeah, so let's do that.
That's the plan.
And we'll analyze your mortgage, talk about your soffits, and a home equity line of credit, okay?
Nail it.
We'll do it all.
We'll knock it all out.
And we'll get good food.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Wonderful.
Phenomenal
deal. What's your phone number? Can I get your phone number?
Absolutely.
847-967. 847-967. Wait, go a little slower.
847-967-4644.
Got it.
Repeat it back to me, Jerry. Jerry, repeat it back to me.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Jerry.
I will be calling you guys.
Jerry, repeat his phone number back, please. I want to make sure you got it.
847-967-4644.
Could use that for our
That's why I'm gonna now.
I love Jerry.
I'm gonna now break it out. That's gonna be your jingle. So Jerry, you're gonna be on the board here. Hang tight. We're gonna send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Debbie from the Western Burbs. Hang tight. We're gonna come back with your line of credit question. Tommy wants to talk about wood doors as well. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone, the text, and the photo line. Same number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We'll pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
Do you know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records
Landecker. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I have no idea.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Nice job, Ben. Well... Yeah, that was Janelle Leachino, who,
sure, a couple jabs shot. Later.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. This Saturday show. Yeah. I'm on the main shows on the weekdays, John Records Land.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. We go out to Debbie in the Western Burbs. Has a question for you, Joshua. I called you Jeremy, or Justin?
Justin.
Jesus.
Justin. Called him Justin.
I didn't Jessica. Call him Jesus yet.
Love ya.
Josh, we'll just leave it at Josh. Josh, Deb's got a question for you, and I have a follow-up question about a home equity line of credit on a non-owner-occupied investment property. But Debbie, first, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. How can we help?
Sure. Hi, everybody. Hi, Josh. My name is Debbie Berger. I'm owners of Robert R. Andreas and Sons, along with Byron Andreas. Sarah is my niece, and she's on the radio today. And
hi, Aunt Deb.
Hi, hon. How are you? So we have been thinking about possibly putting together a business line of credit. And I know that we're meeting up with you, but I wanted to make sure that I am prepared for everything and to know that what's involved in it when you do open up a line of business line of credit. And what is the interest rate going for today?
Absolutely. Those are all great questions. Pleasure meeting you. Look forward to meeting in person. To go over everything. So typically what we would need is 2 years of tax returns, personal and business. For lines of credit, we usually go off of 30% of revenue is kind of the max of what we're able to do. So for example, let's say you did $2 million in business last year, you were able to do a max of $600,000. Obviously, you know, the supporting cash flow is really what the driving force is to that. Basically, your net profits, are you able to support that amount that we're talking about? That's the next thing we look at. And then we really look at your business and your character as an individual. Are you paying your bills on time? Is everything going as planned? Great. And, you know, with all those boxes checked, we have one of the most fantastic products I've seen out there. We have a demand line of credit, which is unlike a lot of banks out there. It just sits out there for an extended period of time. It's not like a one-year or two-year line.
Hold on, Josh. What do you mean by demand line of credit?
So demand line of credit, typically when you go to a bank and get a line of credit for a business or a home equity or something along, there's terms on it. So on a home equity, you have a 10-year term. So the line is good for 10 years, and then you have to come back in and renew it. On a demand line, it's really the opposite. It sits out there for eternity, essentially, unless the bank calls the note and says, hey, you know, we're going to call this and we can't do this anymore and we have to do something different. And there's other circumstances that come into play with that. But that's basically what demand is. So it's an open line of credit that stays out there that you don't have to come in and apply every year. Obviously, we do reviews, but we don't have to come and apply every year to get a new one. So a lot of banks, and I feel bad for some of the businesses out there right now that are struggling and having issues, because a lot of the banks out there, they have a one-year line of credit. So if you're going in and, oh, it's time to renew my line of credit, and the bank says no, guess what? They're going to term your line of credit out, and now you have three times the payment, which you're in a worse position than you walked in with.
And your business is in a liquidity crisis because you don't have the available credit to function your business.
Recipe. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So that's I mean, that alone is a fantastic product, is that it connects. You connect it to your checking account. You can go right on your phone and say, you know what? I need $100,000 today. I got a huge job, a huge concrete job that came in that I need to pay for the material. You can transfer the $100,000 today. 2 days later, your client pays you. There you go. You got your profit back. You're able to put it back in, and the line's available again. Think of it kind of like a business credit card that you use it, you pay it, it comes up available, and you're off and running.
This is how the big banks operate. So, okay. So, Hank.
Another question I have for you. So you get your line of credit, your business line of credit, and say $200,000.
Sure.
And I don't do anything with it for 6 months. It sits there.
Yep.
So every month, then I get that interest that I have to pay on that $200,000.
No, you don't pay anything.
No, I get nothing.
You only pay on what you draw.
The money.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So how it works with the line of credit is, let's say you take that $100,000 out tomorrow. Then the interest starts working, starts building up. And then automatically, every month, typically we set it up so it automatically comes out just to interest only. It comes directly out of your account, or you can pay it. We give you that option. And then you can really pay the principal anytime you want. Obviously, we like to see lines go, revolve, which means that you're paying them back down and you're using them again. Because really what a line of credit, the purpose is working capital for you to help your business grow, help you implement things that will build your business up. That's really what the line of credit is used
for. Put it into play in another area of your business to enable you to grow, that'll earn more money, that'll help grow, that will generate more revenue, which will increase the profits, well, then you pay back at a later date. That is how successful people invest. They use their capital.
I understand that. What I was asking is, years ago, even when my dad was here, we had that, and then we stopped. And so I'm just trying to get, more information to make sure that the right choices are being made when we meet up with you, Josh.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of other caveats that go to it, too.
This is a good thing for us to do.
Oh, it's even if you didn't need it, it's something that you should have in place. It's exactly what we're talking about with the home equities. You have it in place for your business. You get it, you put it away. And if you need it, great. That's, you can use it as working capital. If you don't, it's an emergency fund. And every business should have this out there. The other parts are the collateral pieces. So, BMO is very lenient and really working to try to help our business clients out. If depending on the amounts, there's under $500,000, we don't have to be fully collateralized, which means, let me give you an example. So let's say you have accounts receivable, and that's typically what most banks lend off of, your accounts receivable. Most banks will lend up to 80% on that accounts receivable. We'll go all the way up to $500,000, even if you're short on that. If you have just that $100,000 of accounts receivable and you can afford up to $500,000 line of credit, we'll give you up to $500,000, which is a huge difference if you walked into ABC Bank where they'll give you $80,000 and you come to me, I'll give you $500,000 if you're able to support that.
Will you do a line of credit on a non-owner occupied property?
For
a residential non-owner occupied property.
Yes, we're able to do that now.
My buddy Mark is sitting there listening. He's like, would you ask him the damn question already?
Yes, we're on it, 100%.
So on non-owner-occupied residential investment properties, what's the loan-to-value you'll go up to?
I have to confirm that.
Okay,
check it
during the break. 312-981-7200. Thank you, Aunt Deb, for calling in, because if Debbie wants it, it's going to get done. Forget about Byron. He's just paying the rear end in the other room, who brings donuts and bagels and busts his daughter's chops the entire show. You're listening to the Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. It's Microbros call, text, and photo line. We're going to news and come back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Can you do line of credits on investment properties? That would be a hard yes.
Yes.
Okay. And the cost, we have somebody here, 847. What is the yearly fee for a personal line of credit? Thank you, Jack.
Personal that, home equity line Jack. Of credit. There's no closing cost on the personal line of credit.
And what's the yearly fee?
I think it's $100.
$100 a year. Yeah. Okay, 312-981, which is your standard fee that every bank's going to hit you for. 312-981-7200. Out to Jill Van Reed, Compass Realty. How are you, Jill?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I am tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. We had a caller, a listener into the show, call you about farmland and farming projects that you have going on. What type of farming projects do you have going on that our listeners need to be aware of and that this listener called you about?
Well, yeah, I have recently gotten into a lot more, luckily, I've been able to get more into some really cool farming projects. I'm not becoming a farmer myself, but I am working with a lot of people that are doing unique and different kinds of farming and incorporating that into real estate. So I've had a lot of, like the caller Pam that called in asking about farmlands. It's surprisingly, it's more people's dreams than you would imagine. People who have been living, you know, for years in cookie cutter communities, right on top of their neighbors, commuting, they're wanting more space, and a lot of people are looking for farmettes. They're looking to do some kind of agricultural business in their downtime or their retirement time, or they're just looking for really pretty views and more land. So I've recently started working with a couple different agri-hoods, and for your listeners who might not know what those are, an agri-hood is an agricultural this agriculture concept meets a neighborhood. So you get the two root words, agra and hood, from neighborhood and agricultural, and hence you get agri-hoods. And I'm working with two agri-hoods in the works right now. They are really interesting. So I wanted to let your listeners know if they have any interest in learning more about what an agri-hood is or a farmette, they can certainly call me. But the two in particular, I've got one in King County, and it's a large-scale custom home agri-hood. It's a sustainable community. It's called Saracen Farms, and they are in unincorporated Hampshire. And then the other interesting project I have is another agri-hood, which happens to be a tiny home community. And I've got, I'm working with a young developer, entrepreneur, who has a background in farming, no experience as being a developer, but she came up with this. Tiny homes is not a new concept, but it's newer for Illinois. If you look around, there's not that many, there's barely any tiny home communities. So she kind of came up with this idea for Illinois, and we're rolling it out. We won't be open until 2022 and 23, but we're opening a tiny home community in Kane County and another one in McHenry County. So that's a great option. Right now, the market is very nuts for a resale, and it's really actually tough for people to find an affordable option, and not everybody wants to live, you know, in a cookie cutter anymore. So these are great options. The tiny home concept is great if you're, you know, just graduating from college, or if you're a single person, or if you're empty nesters. It's a really cool way to live in nature and have things a little bit different. So if your listeners want to know about either of those projects, or are interested, or have like a college student or a mother who wants to live like that or wants more information, they can contact me.
Number?
I'll be 224-772-4086.
And you can also go to WGNDavid.com to get all of Jill's contact information. Jill, thanks for calling the show. Well played, Benny. Nice music tie in there, my friend. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I picked it up right away. You get an A+ for that one. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone line, text line, photo line, all sponsored by Mega Pro. Same number, 312-981-7200.
If you missed this,
Sarah Andreas.
This is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what, you know, I just see. Yep. Joe, 4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
I'm going to rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete that helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Donna.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it
meant. Yeah, I know. PSI, come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
Crushing it. Love it.
Benny's rocking it.
Way to go.
312-981-7200. Out to Plainfield with Edna. Edna, thank you for hanging on. How can we help you?
Oh, you guys are great. We wanted to free up some of the equity in our home, and in fact, next week we're going to apply for a second mortgage. But yep. After hearing you, I'm kind of dumbfounded. Is there pros or cons to doing the second mortgage versus the home equity? Are they the same?
Well, a home equity is a second mortgage, Josh, right? There are
that
two types
correct.
Of products.
Yep.
A home equity line of credit.
And a home equity loan.
Uh-huh. A home equity line of credit is a checkbook against your home.
Correct.
And a home equity loan is what?
Is pretty much like your mortgage, but just a second mortgage. It's a fixed product that is extended for a certain period of years, and you
fixed
pay it
rate.
Back in a fixed rate. Fixed payment, and you pay it off. It's done. It's gone.
You can't go back in and take the money.
No. Well, you do a new one.
You do a new one.
Right.
Okay. So what do you owe on your first loan, Edna?
310.
What's the rate?
3-something. We got a great rate.
All right. Well, there's a big range, 3-something. It's either 3 to 3.875. So find that out. How much is your home worth?
$725.
Damn. That a girl. Mm-hmm. All right. Look at that.
A lot of
room there, baby.
Equity there.
So what are you going to do with the money, Edna?
Well, we wanted to do new flooring in the basement, and just like you said, just have that emergency.
Yep.
Or you don't know what the future holds, you know, so we didn't know which way to go.
So we have a perfect product for exactly what you're looking at. So we can do a home equity line to start. You use some of those funds. Let's say you put $25,000 into the house in various areas.
Well, hang on. She'd qualify, based upon her numbers, for $285,000 line of credit.
Yep.
Now, I will tell her this while you're sitting in front of me and for all the listeners. Because Edna's going to say, I only need 25 or 30. I don't need any more. And I will tell you now, if you qualify for 285, you better damn well take 285.
Yep.
Because she only pays interest on what?
What you use.
Thank you.
Yep. And you get lower rates depending on the amounts that you go up to. So it behooves you to try to get the maximum you can, one, for emergencies, because, again, we never know what's going to happen.
Correct.
And it's always good to have it out there. But going back to what I was saying is, let's say you take that $25,000, you put it into the house, and you used it as a line. What you could do is you could take that line and you can take a portion of that and lock it up. So now you have your line that we have open available, and then you can take that portion and term it out into a fixed loan.
Okay.
So it gives you the best of both worlds, where one, you can pay it off and get rid of it at an extended period of time, depending on what your needs are. And then the other part is that you have the emergency line of credit going forward that's going to be staying there in place, and you can use it as needed.
Here, Sarah Andreas.
How long will that stay there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. How long is it there? It's 120 months, 10 years.
10 years.
Correct. It's a 10-year fix.
Oh.
And you overstated the annual fee. So
yes,
let's get
we lowered
that
it
up.
To $75 for the annual fee.
Okay.
So I apologize on that. And then back to what you asked on the other question, on investment properties, we go up to 70%.
So here's the deal. Edna, if your rate is above 3.5%, we should look to do a cover all your closing costs, try to get that rate down before you take the HELOC out. Because the rate after you put a HELOC behind it typically is higher. Okay, so let's take a look to see if we can't lower that rate first, and then we'll kick you over to Josh and his team to take the HELOC out, okay?
And just to give you a heads up, take a look at BMOHarrisBank.com, and we talk about all our home equity products. We talk about making real financial progress, and it gives you a lot of financial data that will help understand really the ins and outs on it, and also all the disclosures and stuff that I know Dave would like to sit here for 25 seconds.
Yeah. In the negative 50 font.
So I can't really get into the exact rates, but that's please visit our website and we can review it.
Based upon credit score, type of property, loan amount, and combined loan to value.
Exactly.
Okay, so hang tight, my friend, Edna. Did we take care of all your questions, Edna?
Yes, you did. You guys are great.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Well, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Sarah Andreas, recently pregnant. Congratulations, Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
I had nothing to do with it.
Good.
Good
job. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Right off the bat.
Getting it out of the way.
Wow.
Just telling you. Mm-hmm. Number one, I would never do that. I'm happily married. Number two, there'd be a dead urologist. 312-981-7200, because I was fixed. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You live in a $250,000 home.
Yes.
During the break, we talked about would it behoove you to take one out?
Right.
So we did some math.
Mm-hmm.
You owe $100,000 on your home.
Right.
You have a $250,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
You put a ton of money into the home that you bought.
Mm-hmm.
And you invested your hard-earned cash into that home, which means you depleted your savings account and your checking account and your asset base to put the money back into your house. Okay?
Yeah.
Or unless your father
or dad did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It depends on where your leg
up
was.
I have a partner, a silent partner.
Okay, so your silent partner father
silent.
Is like saying, he's been yelling in my ear.
He's in the green room.
I pay
going,
for all that stuff. He shouldn't pay for anything. All right. So if you wanted to, because you're pregnant,
yes.
And as an emergency basis, right, you've got a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You have wonderful credit. You have a great rate on your first loan.
Mm-hmm.
But you have $150,000 worth of equity there. 80% of the value of your home, 250 times 80% is what, 280, I think it comes out to, right? So you could qualify up to $80,000 line of credit.
Yes.
Well, 50. What am I talking about? 25? No, it's 280. I think it's 280 somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd qualify for $80,000 line of credit. It costs you $75 investment a year to have access to another $80,000 in case of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
As a soon-to-be mother of a child, okay?
You need like $10 million.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Speaking from a father of five.
Yeah, you need way more money.
I mean, just look at college. I mean, this is a great way to
stop. I'm having a heart attack.
Right?
Yeah. I know. Come on.
That is a perfect, you're a perfect example. Okay, we have a texter here. Okay. Question. So my daughter has a house worth $250. Okay. This is a texter from 708. Okay. Has a mortgage of $180 and is thinking about staying there for three more years. She wants to do some upgrades of $20,000 worth. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's perfect.
No brainer.
You take out a line of credit instead of putting it on 20,000, you put 20 G's on a credit card.
20% interest.
Forget about it. And then your credit scores drop and you get blown up.
Yep. And from what I understand, if I took out if I did this, I could use it, say I want to buy an investment property. Mm-hmm. And I could use this as the down payment and funds for the renovation of that.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. It's in your hands on what you utilize the cash for. You can use it for that. You can use it for college education. You can use it to rehab your house. You can pay back dad.
Vacation.
You
can buy a boat.
Vegas.
Go to Vegas.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's your money.
Got it.
312-981-7200. Tom, you got something about wood doors. Can you cover that in about 2 minutes before the break? Or do you need more time?
No. I mean, it's really kind of easy. Actually, you know, I fielded a call the other day just because I was out on the floor and somebody was inquiring about wood front doors, asked if we had any. And I just, out of curiosity, I just asked him, I said, tell me about your house. Do you have an overhang on that front porch for that door? And they go, no, there's no overhang. I said, you cannot use wood.
Why?
So just an FYI, there is no wood door manufacturers that will guarantee or warranty that product if there isn't at least a 3-foot overhang because of our winters.
But hang on, they can put one on.
Oh, yeah. All day, every day.
They can put one on, but there will not be any warranties.
It's going to get trashed.
They won't
be able to open it.
Yeah. We live in Chicago. There's no way.
And the problem is, you know, there's a lot of maintenance. And that went into the garage doors, too, because there was a lot of wood garage doors that were used. The problem is right now, no manufacturer. We can get wood doors. We can get them all day long. We don't sell them because we deter people, unless you've got that big overhang. And I just thought it was kind of relevant because here we are, and I hate to even think about this, but, you know, we're only 3 months away from inclement weather coming in. People are starting to do front doors because they want to get them in prior to the winter. So this is why that customer was calling, because they had a wood door on there. I said, how's that wood door now? They said, it's falling apart. I said, what do you think the next one's going to do?
Right.
Fiberglass, composite, that's the way to go.
So if you did fiberglass or composite, you don't need a 3-foot overhang.
You do not need a 3-foot overhang whatsoever.
And you can have the flush door that they want.
Yeah. Our weather's going to try to trash it. It won't move.
You're not dealing with the contracting and expanding.
The other thing is the thermal efficiency on it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That was a very big word.
There you go.
I looked up the dictionary and I was studying it the whole time.
Thermal conditioning. Big brain on Brad.
Yep. Took me a half hour worth of driving a day to get that one down pat.
You want to try it one more time? Yeah.
A thermal efficiency.
Ooh.
And there's coefficiency.
Nice.
And that's that's movement. But no, the problem is wood doors get destroyed in this
You could put a storm door over that wood door.
Yeah, but the problem is then you trap heat in
it. I get it.
And it's
just giving you a
heads
up.
All right, we gotta go to news and sports and all that other good stuff. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN 312-981-7200 is AmericanPro's call, text, and photo line. Stay tuned for the news.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builders Supply Outlet, Robert R. Andreas & Sons, Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank, and Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We don't run away from critical comments. We run right towards them. So here we go. 708. Did I miss something? Did David say a 62-year-old couple with a pension, Social Security coming in, $500,000 home, free and clear, and $2 million in the bank, need a line of credit? Let's say the $2 million earns zero return. Let's say they live 40 years to 102. They could draw 50 grand a year out of the 2 million for 40 years plus pension plus Social Security. They don't need any loans. Listen, 708, I'm glad you live in your little white little box up on the hill where nothing ever goes wrong. Okay? There's never a health problem. There's never an economy downturn. There's never something that you might want to go on a trip that costs a ton of money because you're in your 60s. Okay? You might not want to help out a family member that might need a little extra dough. You might not want to start a family. Forget about that. You know, you might not want to start a business in your 60s and you need a little capital and you don't want to touch your retirement account. You might live into your 80s and you might run out of all your assets. So listen, in your little perfect little world, 708, stay in your lane, okay? That's why Baskin Robbins has 31 flavors. In my personal opinion, right, everybody should have a line of credit if your house is paid off. Why? Because there are opportunities out there that could earn you 7, 8, 10%, okay? And if you had access to liquidity, you could invest in that. Right? You might want to buy a second or third home. You might want to buy an investment property. Your kid might need $40,000 to upgrade their home, like Robert Andrew, like Sarah's dad stepped up and gave. And then, you know, you start having kids like Jeremy. He's had 17 kids over here. 40 grand with 17 kids goes quick. You're out of $1 million.
But I was going to say, that was 40 grand. Yeah.
But the point I'm making is that 708, here's the deal. I've talked, you want to sit next to me on a weekly basis and listen to the calls that come into me of listeners who have money and then run out of money for whatever reason, right? You want to hear the pain that I listen to. You can sit next to me, okay? So in all due respect to your little lily white world where nothing happens and everybody lives to be 102 and everybody has more than enough money, okay? And nobody ever gets sick or... You know, that's
just
fine.
It's just an insurance policy.
It's just an insurance policy.
Yeah. So
that they wanted access. And I got 63-year-old individuals, grown men and women, calling me for this product.
Yeah, I was like, you're not I'm like shoving it down their throat.
I'm like,
they're
what,
calling
what,
you.
I'm like, what? See, I'm like, you're 62 with $2 million in the bank. What, are you crazy?
And it cost you next to nothing to have it.
$75 a year.
So we still love our seven. To be clear, we still love this person.
I don't know about that.
Well, all right.
No.
We love that they're listening.
No, here. I love that they're listening. I just don't love their opinion when it comes to this because I completely disagree with it. And here's the thing. It might not be for you. Okay, sure, but you know what? Sarah's nobody's holding a gun to the back of your head to take out a line of credit for 80 grand for an emergency. Because what did you say? Hey, I might want access to liquidity to go buy another property.
Yeah.
You don't know.
To absolutely. Build. I see opportunities out where I'm living. I could buy it cheap and I could invest it. And then I could buy it. And then I could take the line of credit to put the money into it. Or I could flip it or put a renter in there. Mm-hmm. And that's how you build equity. Tommy, you've done hundreds of home flips between you and your buddy investors that you needed access to liquidity all the time.
Yeah.
And you've got more than you've got 40 million in the bank because I've seen your bank accounts. All your
42 now.
42.
Because he stopped buying those containers.
Well, it's actually 36 because he bought four more containers. But I mean, you've got line of credits because.
Yeah.
You need them. You need them when you need them.
I have a line of credits for personal. I have line of credits for business. I have not touched them.
Agreed.
I haven't touched them in years.
Right. Agreed.
But you know what? I have them there, and that's safety net.
Yep. Yeah.
You never know business when opportunity knocks.
Like, you don't know.
That's it right there. Opportunity knocks, you never know. And back to the back to the couple with the investments. What was their cost basis on the investments? So we're suggesting they go sell their shares and get crushed with taxes?
Right. Sure.
Or living off your dividends, and that's kind of fixed in a way.
Yeah.
You know, what if they need access to additional capital? They're going to have to liquidate.
I got something on top of that. Jeremy, you wanted to chime in.
Yeah, I again, 708, Dave yells sometimes. We're sorry.
I talk loudly. I'm not yelling.
Yeah. I totally feel the same way, right? It makes sense.
If they're earning 7-9% in their investments and it's growing at 7-9%, are you going to take it out when you could borrow it at 3.5-4%?
That's just silly math.
Like, do the math.
Come on.
Okay?
three quarters of a point over prime.
Yeah.
Keep the money working for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you don't want that, that's good, 708. Live in your little box, and we'll all get along. Yep. Jimmy and Lamont, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. All right. Are you sure you're good? You don't sound good. You feel all right?
No, just a little sinus crap.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I got something for that. Yeah. I could come there. I could just smack you in the back of the head. It loosens everything up. You want me to come out to? Yeah, you want me to come out to Lamont?
Sure.
You down there by the quarry? You want me to meet you by the shop down by the quarry there or no?
What time?
About 2:30. I just give one quick knock in the back of the head, Jimmy. You're fine.
Okay, good.
All right, we got to have a lot of area there because it's not a
projectile.
It's not a clean process. Yeah. All right,
don't wear a mask when you're doing
it. Hit me with a sledgehammer, maybe.
No, just the back of my hand. Little boom-ba. I got it down. It's like up and in. And then you go up. You go hard in and up.
I wish you could see this right now. It's awesome.
I'm
just shaking my head.
Left foot is forward. Right foot is back. That's tighten good. The right butt.
It's like a karate move.
Yeah.
Nice. Did Bruce Lee teach you that?
No, I taught it myself. So, I'm gonna perfect it on Jimmy's head later. Jimmy and Lamont, how can we help you?
Yeah, sometimes you go out and see someone laying concrete, and sometimes they lay over dirt. And other times they lay over gravel. So what's the difference?
Definitely. Okay, so whoever's laying over dirt, I hope that you're not paying them and they were not your concrete contractor, because concrete is only as strong as its base. You need a level and compacted CA6 stone base. That's what we use for the best quality results. If you lay concrete directly over dirt, it's going to shift and move with the earth. So, right. Yeah. So I was
thinking the ground's going to give a little bit, and then the sidewalk's going to give.
Absolutely. So I hope it wasn't your sidewalk, but if it...
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Good, good. Usually I see that sometimes on municipal projects. I drive around different suburbs, and I see different contractors doing that.
That's what I see constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know whenever...
I was always wondering, why isn't there a firm base down there?
Right, right. I know when we do any residential, commercial, municipal work, we always use a 4-inch level compacted CA6 stone base.
There you go. There you go,
good,
Jim.
Thank you.
A level, level-headed CA what? What
was CA6.
A level-headed?
Level and compacted.
Level and compacted CA6, Jimmy. Take that. Yeah. We could talk about that.
Yeah, when you're hitting him in the back of the head.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
I'll meet you at the bottom of the bridge there, Jimmy. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thanks for listening. 70847, stop yelling. I'm not yelling. I'm talking loud, all right? There's a difference. 312-981.
Just turn your radio down a little bit when he starts to go on a heater. Just turn it down. Just a few.
Just
a couple two-tree notches there.
I'm going to run out of air, so I'm going to have to stop eventually. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 781 7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thanks, Bobby. Did your name right that
time. I got
time
the name there, right, and maybe some other things.
You killed it. How's the barometer doing?
Barometer right now?
Yeah, because Don Kleppen always gives the barometer.
You mean actual like levels of mercury, that barometer?
Well, I don't know. Let's not get too detailed. Okay. Just ask Kleppen what he gives us and follow and just stay in your lane.
Kleppen's
right?
gone for the day. He's out of here.
I know, in his flannel shirt. Whatever Kleppen does, that's what I'm looking for.
Did he explain why he's wearing a flannel shirt? It's like 90.
Right, he's from Wisconsin. Just let it go. That explains it.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200-219. David, really? In the real world, how many retirees do you think actually have $2 million in the bank? A lot more than you would think, 219. You're berating the texter who dared to question you. No, I'm not berating the texter. I'm just bringing out another point of view because a texter would have had this couple that called me that are educated in their 60s that are retired wanting a line of credit saying they don't need one. Okay, guess what? If you want one, I sent him to Josh and he could satisfy them. It's really that simple. Then right before this guy, you know, fired and I'll never listen again. Okay, great. Sorry, we lost a listener. I'm sure you'll be listening. Here, 630, how about the unexpected lawsuit that he got, that the texter got hit with, and he needed capital instead of tapping out of his retirement account? He paid off the lawsuit. And if he had a lawsuit, he had to hire attorneys.
Yep.
And those people aren't cheap, $400, $500, $600 an hour. And they bill you for like flushing a toilet. Okay?
$25,000 in a blink of an eye.
Forget about it. Okay. Yep. And then how about, Tom, you want to buy another house?
Yeah.
How about you want to buy another house that costs you, because people with $2 million in the bank, Mr. 219, typically want to build nice houses, $500,000, $600,000 second homes.
Easily.
And maybe they don't want to take a mortgage out on the next home because it's cheaper to finance it through the equity of their current home, so they tap out their line of credit to buy the other place for cash.
Or people take, and let's say they're getting close to retirement, and they want to go down to Florida, so they want to build a house down in Florida, knowing that within the next 24 months, they're going to sell their house here in Illinois or whatever state you might be. So they'll use that home equity to be able to build have their second home.
It's all about acting on opportunity. I mean, that's the other piece of it. Yes, this is a perfect product for emergencies and fixing up homes. But the other side of it is opportunities cross our paths, you know, a couple times, and you having the ability to act on it immediately is. You know, from getting it to not getting it. So
630 just texted in. When is enough enough? Here, I'll tell you what. When somebody calls me and asks me for a line of credit, I'm not going to say, "Oh, you have $10 million in the bank. You have too much money. You know, with the house paid off, you shouldn't get a line of credit." I will always say to have a line of credit against your home, no matter how much money you have in the bank. Because it's always good to have liquidity and access to liquidity in case of an emergency when you can. So when you have an emergency and you don't have access to that money and you can't prove your income, you could write a check out of your line of credit. Just so happens that BMO right now is where we're sending all of our line of credit to. I've been saying this on the radio for 10 years. I have been consistent about this for 10 flipping years. So I'm sorry for the listeners that are upset that don't think people should have access to their money. It's your money. You should have access to it. And you know what? If you want, if you have $10 million in the bank, like this texter said, and you want access to a home that's paid off, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to say, no, you shouldn't do that. You have too much money. Jeremy, you want to chime in?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you good?
Yeah, because I recognize that's your cell phone number that you said. What about somebody $10 million? You're talking about your dad.
I think the reality is that it's not just for people that have $10 million. It's for people that have me, right? I got five kids. I don't have a lot of money, right? My money's going out more than it's coming in all reality, but I still want to be covered. I still, if there's an opportunity for me to be able to take any line, I want to be able to have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's it right there.
For $75 a year, you gain access to it.
Why not?
Yeah. And you know what? In all due respect to all the texters that disagree, it's your money. You should have access to it. Doesn't mean that you're going to be accessing it. Right. I just said you got to go out and get a line of credit so it's there if you have a holy crap moment. How many? I got hundreds of our listeners that have outlived their assets.
Yep.
Okay? Have outlived their assets, and now their kids are giving them a G-note a month to survive.
Yep.
Okay? If you had the line of credit, you could live off the line of credit, which is similar to a reverse mortgage. Out to Robin in Sycamore. How are you, Robin? I'm pitting out here because I'm all upset. How are you, Robin?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can we help you?
have a question about my driveway.
Okay.
It's a very dilapidated driveway, and it's on borderline dangerous to walk on. Ooh. Can I just blacktop over that? You know, clean it all up and blacktop over that?
Well, here, just don't walk on your driveway. Walk on the grass. Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. So basically what you're not going to want to do is blacktop over it, because whatever cracks, okay. Do you have grass growing in your driveway?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm getting my driveway redone this week by an amazing company, my dad's company. And basically, what I had, the same kind of situation, crumbling, cracking, grass growing through it.
Yeah.
And you have to fully excavate it. Even if you're going to put asphalt down, or someone's going to say that I said that wrong.
Asphalt.
Yeah, asphalt. Asphalt. Asphalt or concrete. I don't really like asphalt, but I would recommend concrete. Fully excavate that. 4-inch compacted stone base, 5 inches of concrete. It sounds like it's time for you. And if you are looking, we have somebody here at BMO Harris who could help you access your money to finance that project.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
What was the name of your company?
Robert R. Andreas & Sons. And you can find me on the web at andreasconstruction.com, or you can call my office at 708-863-5735.
In addition to that, doesn't concrete last longer than asphalt?
Absolutely.
More stable?
No maintenance.
No maintenance.
Right. Yeah.
It will. The concrete will outlive both you and me.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Well, how Sarah's old are you, younger. Robin?
Right. If it's done right.
Thank you.
Robin, how old are you?
Thank you.
How old are you?
57.
All right.
Absolutely.
She's young. Well, there you go.
She's young.
Yeah, you're super young.
Okay.
You married? Single?
Oh, leave her alone.
Single. All right. Single. No. She's got a kind. No, she doesn't. No maintenance.
Yeah.
She's not gonna be out there with black that tar stuff.
Yeah.
Rolling the tar.
Yeah. Nobody wants it.
Every other year.
No. Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Or bringing in a crew. She's a 57-year-old single lady in Sycamore.
She doesn't want to mess around.
Who the hell wants to mess around with that? That's the point. I'm not trying to date her or anything.
Oh, I don't know.
Because you're happily married. Right?
Yeah, you got a HELOC on your house, Robin? Maybe.
No, I actually don't own it, but my landlord told me to check it out.
Oh, there you
go. See if we can get that taken care of.
Well, there you go. And make it a lot safer for you to pull your car in and walk up and down. No, 100%.
Exactly.
All right, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The 219 guy who will never listen again keeps texting me, so he's still listening.
There's too many people saying that we're rude.
Hang on.
You're not.
I'm not rude. And if I am, I apologize.
Yeah.
630. Used a line of credit to build a rental property portfolio over 15 years. Worked great. Highly recommended. So there you go. It's leverage, folks.
Testimony.
It's testimonials from our list. I'm not selling anything with your line of credit. Take out a $400,000 line of credit and give it to me and I'll invest it. Never said that. I'm just, if it's there, Sarah, you're going to be a brand new mother in February. God willing. God bless you.
Absolutely,
right? Okay, you're living in a $250,000 home with a $100,000 mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull out an $80,000 line of credit that costs you $75 a year for emergency reasons. Is there any reason in your head right now, as a highly educated woman that is taking over your aunt's and uncle's and father's business soon, any reason in your head not to have it for an emergency reason for your unborn child that's going to be born in February?
Absolutely not. And before I walked in the studio today, now I'm a Zillennial, Gen Z, Millennial, whatever. I had no idea this existed.
Like, hold on, what the hell is that again?
Yeah, oh my God,
Zillennial.
Wow.
I'm on the cusp. I'm not a Millennial. I'm not part of Gen Z. I'm a Zillennial.
Oh, that's a new one.
Wow. Oh, yeah. How old are you?
24.
Okay. Jesus.
So Zillennial.
Oh, my
What are
goodness.
We? I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
All right. We're gonna pay some bills right here. We got Bob Kessler in the newsroom all ready to go with the barometer reading. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Another reason for a line of credit, 219. Any monies withdrawn from a retirement account are taxed in my state. So if you take out too much money, whatever that number may be, you may impact Medicare costs, tax implication, etc. So again, everybody's got an opinion. If somebody's got a bazillion dollars in the bank, wants a line of credit, who are you to say that they shouldn't take it out?
Yep.
It's that simple. It's really that simple. It's your money. Have access to it. You don't need to take it, right? I'd rather you have access to it for $75 a year than not have access to it. It's really that simple, right? And don't, you know, and people that live in little, perfect little worlds that don't want credit and you and do that. I'm not saying take the money and put it on black on the roulette table.
Although that is a good bet.
Right. You're an idiot.
You always put your money on black.
That's why Joe only sends you when he's on sabbatical. I don't he should like reconsider you coming.
I know.
I'm not saying go to the blackjack table or go to the craps table and put on the pass line. I'm just saying have access to it. God forbid you want to buy an investment property like the texter, you've got access to that money. It's a way to build your business. 312-981-7200. Larry had his garage blown up. Hey Larry, welcome to the show.
Ooh. Hey Larry.
Larry.
Do you see what happens, Larry? Do you see what happens?
Larry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Larry, that was me. I didn't bring you.
Oh,
I didn't
push the button. Dave forgot he was hosting a radio show.
Larry, I didn't push the button, Larry. That's all on me, buddy. I take full responsibility for that operational error.
And this happens?
What's that?
I said I wait half an hour and then this happens?
Yeah, exactly.
We're sorry, Larry. We're so sorry. Well, how can we help you?
What's up, buddy?
Well, Wes.
Now he's on, and I'm not touching it. So, Larry, you there, bud? Okay, now we're going to put Larry back on hold, because I don't know what happened to Larry. The first time was mine. The second time, he wasn't there. 312-981-7200. Tommy, you mentioned during the break that, and Jeremy, you mentioned during the break, you can't get a kitchen done by the end of the year unless you buy in-stock cabinets.
Yeah.
Explain that, please.
Well, a lot of the higher-end type cabinets that are out there, they're running 21, 22 weeks. I mean, we've never seen these companies since I've been in business 13 years were in 6 to 7 weeks, and now they're at 21. Some cabinet companies are out there 30, 32 weeks.
Yep.
It's the demand. They cannot increase production because they can't get help.
Mm-hmm.
And the demand is so significant because, this whole COVID thing has drawn people into really examining their house and going, I'm spending 24/7 here. Let's do something about it. Let's do kitchens and doors. And-
sure.
Yeah. We're getting creative. We're working with you daily on what we can do, what we can't do, and just be realistic with customers.
And the whole thing is, even though it might be 21 weeks, get in line now.
Yeah,
because
we don't know what it's going to look like.
Yeah, we've been talking to the cabinet companies, and there's no reprieve in sight. Yeah.
Wow,
which means things are starting to slow down. Snowball. People are starting to go back to work, but it's not slowing these factories down. So don't think that you can wait till September and then things are going to die down. Don't take that bet.
All right, let's talk to Larry. Larry, you there, buddy, with the garage? Larry. Okay, I don't know what's going on with Larry, so we're going to put Larry back on hold. 312-981-7200. We're trying here to get Larry. 312-981-7200. You mentioned a comment. You can't get doors.
Yeah. Doors or windows. We've talked about it, right? So if it's not in stock, expect 12 to 20 weeks. I mean, that's just the reality. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just that's where it's at, right? So we'll have some customers that are great and wonderful to work with. We always want to work with you. Thank you. And we have some unrealistic people that are like, well, what about this? I'm like, there's nothing we can do. Yeah, we're not in charge of anything.
And the funny thing was, is I actually had a friend that came in that wanted to do his kitchen. He says, hey, can't you call him up and pull some strings. I got to tell you, I took delivery of cabinets for my wife is redoing our master bath. These are cabinets that I think she ordered at the 1st of March.
Wow.
They were just delivered yesterday.
And what happens?
Yesterday, the day before.
What happens if there's a it's damaged? Okay.
It used to be where if you would go in and submit a claim for damage, they would put it through a rush program and we would have it in a week to 10 days.
What's that looking
Their
like?
Their rush program now is 6 to 7 weeks. So. Here is one of my things.
And Drive straight to the factory sometimes.
And Jeremy will back me up on this. Don't start your project until you have your material there because that's suicide. Yeah,
don't do it.
And then when you get the cabinets in, we tell every customer.
Inspect them.
Open them.
Yeah.
Don't wait Take for Jeremy to come over and open them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Open them before because if there's any damage, you want to address it now because of the long lead time. Now, fortunately... Some of the damage that we've seen has been like a door has been damaged or a drawer.
Yeah, so it's not going to impact
That doesn't impede him from putting them in.
Correct.
And people can wait the 6 or 8 weeks.
They're sad, but
yeah,
we try to make them happy.
But yeah, it's very difficult times. And like Jeremy was talking with Windows, a very good friend of mine runs a major lumber company here out in the Western Burbs. His major window line is 30 weeks.
Whoa. Yeah.
So what's happening, guys are building houses, and they're ordering windows before the house is even dug, the foundation's even dug. Never heard of this before, ever.
Well, there's a guy sitting next to you that bought a house and bought a kitchen before he closed
it. He didn't even close yet.
Usually, we tell people that come in and say, hey, we want to buy this kitchen for this house that we're buying, and we always tell people,
don't.
That's a big no-no, because that's a recipe for disaster. But because of the times,
it's a gamble.
I
ordered cabinets 2 months ago. I haven't closed on the house, which I'm supposed to close on another month.
We're not saying that's a brilliant idea. It might be a brilliant idea.
If it works out, it's brilliant.
There's zero chance my wife's going to be waiting 4 months.
All right, that's good. I tried, honey. I tried.
Right.
But I mean, you know what? It doesn't just stop at building materials. My daughter-in-law bought my granddaughter a new bedroom set. She bought it in February. She still doesn't have it.
Yeah, we're all feeling it.
So it isn't my industry. It's not the concrete industry. Mm-hmm. It's every industry.
Well, it has to do with what you talked about earlier about the shipping, about the shortage of workers.
It's everything.
The shortage of supplies and materials. Mm-hmm. It goes all
the entire supply chain has been in a complete mess. It's in a complete state of disarray. From the forest knocking down the trees to getting it to the mills to getting it to the factory to make the product to get it to the marketplace, ordering it in China, putting it on a boat, getting it to the boat to the docks, from the docks to the rail, from the rail to the intermodal system here in the Chicago area to get a truck to bring it to the shop. Everything's messed up. Everything is messed up. I talked to a guy that was looking for material down in Texas. He had some ships coming to Texas, right? He usually had trucks going back and forth. They can't find truckers to haul the boxes from Beaumont, Texas to Illinois. Why they're not putting it on a rail, I don't know, but that's another
story.
No,
the rail lines are full.
Yeah. Oh, that's why.
And we just heard this week that Walmart has now started to charter their own boats.
Yeah, heard that.
So when that freighter comes through with 2,000 containers on it, it's all Walmart.
Smart.
They're having to do just to combat this.
Yeah. Who would have thought that?
And we're just starting to see inflation. So when we get on that
part, let's not touch that.
Come on.
I don't need the 209 to blow me up about inflation. Ton of calls. What's your phone number, Josh? A lot of listeners want to reach out. What's your phone number?
847-967-4644. Best way to get a hold of me is email Joshua, Joshua, Herman, HERMANN, at BMO.com.
All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I keep bringing Larry on here. Sorry, Larry. We're going to get you on the radio, Larry. When we pick up, you got to start talking. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720.
He's talking now.
Now he's talking. All right, Larry, hang tight. I got to go to a break. We just spent the past 15 minutes. Don't move, Larry. I promise after the break, we're going to get to you. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Got a great email here from Tom.
You've got mail.
I recently did a trifecta, having refinanced my home with Team Hochberg, having PermaSeal do my basement, and MegaPro's doing both my bathrooms currently. Isn't there a club for us Home Sweet Homers at WGN? We are in debt with you guys, literally, for all the advice and services. Party on, dudes.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Well done.
Instead of Home Sweet Homers, it's going to be Home Sweet Homies.
Now I know we're all going to be homies.
Kevin McDonough came up.
I like Home Sweet Homies.
I like Home Sweet Homers.
Keep it real, homies.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 708. We answered this question earlier. Is it true you cannot do a home equity loan on a rental property? Is that true? That's false. We already talked about
it. Correct. We do loans on and lines of credit on investment properties, so you would be able. You definitely would be able to do it,
Larry.
Through us, at least.
Larry, are you there, buddy?
I am here.
Okay, great. We got you, bud. We got you. So you want to do something on a garage that got hit by a tree during the storm?
Yeah, the lightning knocked out the tree and it took out the whole garage, and we need to tear down and rebuild from the pad up.
Wow. Where do you live?
Highland Park.
Highland Park. Wow. So you got one of those detached garages on a 19... 1960, 1970 circa home in HP, right?
1950.
Sorry. Wow, an older home. And so they've got those older homes. You do work in Highland Park.
We do. We usually don't do insurance-related work, though. Larry, is this insurance-related?
Did you file a claim, Larry?
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, well, we filed the claim, but we're waiting for estimates, and that's the problem. We're looking for people that would come over and give us estimates on the garage.
Have you had any success with anybody coming out so far?
Just one.
Just one? And he will work with your insurance company?
Probably. Should I mention the name, or would you rather I don't?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can mention the name. It's fine. Go for it.
Danley.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Danley does garages.
They've
been
around
forever. They're a good company. Well, some will say no. Some will say yes. We say yes. They're a good company.
Okay, so you will go.
We go to Highland Park. Yeah, we go there all the time. The problem is that we really stay away from any insurance-related event.
But if you give Larry a quote, say, pick a number, $2,000 for a garage, $500, $1,000.
$50,000.
$50,000 for a garage. You know, whatever it is.
Okay.
And Danley's at $50,000. Okay, you know, you both come in on a competitive bid.
Of course.
And then the insurance company's like, it should be able to be doing, you know, should be able to do it for $27,500.
$400.
$400, right. Because the insurance company, you don't need this, you don't need that, you just need a garage.
Yep.
You don't want to get involved in that.
No, we can't. Yeah.
And Larry, are you willing to cover the difference? Because I think you're going to be facing that a lot with these insurance companies from what I'm hearing.
Well, we don't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah.
So, I mean, here.
They got it.
In all fairness, is your insurance company trying to, are they telling you you have to get three estimates at this point?
Larry? Well, how can we keep losing Larry?
Hmm.
I don't know. Hey, Larry, we're going to call. I don't know what's happening.
I could just talk to Larry like he's not here, but he's here. So, if your insurance company is saying, hey, you have to get three estimates, that's not true. You could pick any contractor that you want, and you can force that reality and say, this is the company that I'm picking, this is what they're doing, and I'm only comfortable with them doing my work. If Danley's confident and capable of negotiating with your insurance company, they are a legitimate company that's been around for a long time, I'd recommend using them.
All right, here you go. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Larry. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 7200, go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com, 708. Don't worry, Hawk. The original 708 texter is still listening. I enjoy the explosion. Maybe eat a burger. The salads could be causing this. 312-981.
It's the kale.
Have a donut.
It's the kale.
It's that cucumber I had this morning. 312-981-7200. Another one. What does the HELOC stand for? Home Equity Line of Credit. H, home. E, equity. L, line. O, of. C, credit.
Nice.
Not bad.
Hooked on Phonics worked for you too, huh?
I'm still learning how to write penmanship.
That's okay.
So, Sarah, before we finish up the show here, next year, talk about you're booked out. You've been so successful here on WGN that you're completely booked. Congratulations. What type of opportunities do our listeners have right now?
Absolutely. If you call our office before the end of the year and we give you a quote before December 31st, we will hold that price for next year. So usually we experience a 10% increase in labor and materials every year. So if you want to save yourself that 10%, call us now. I will come out and do the estimate. My father will give you a price, and we will put you on the schedule. When the weather breaks, possibly in March, maybe April 1st, we don't know yet, but we can get you in April, May. We'll get you in.
Slot them in now.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Nice. We're booking for next year right now. So nice, give me a call, 708-863-5735.
Kathy in Richmond wants to know, sent in five pictures of her dilapidated driveway and backyard area. Do you go to Richmond?
That's by me. That's Wisconsin.
But I could always recommend somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Mr. Janky, truckloads, 80 tons of material.
And probably four more coming after that.
Four more coming in. If our listeners want to take advantage, because you have to turn this inventory.
Yes.
What are the different products that you have, and where should they go to get them?
Freestanding bathtubs. We've got vanities, everything from 30-inch all the way to 72-inch. We have sliding barn doors. We have the bidet toilets. We have LED mirrors. We have medicine cabinets.
These are all hot right now.
They're all hot, but they're all in limited supply because we got 5 of these and 10 of these and 12 of these, and then we're going to look to replenish. But I highly suggest you're going to probably save 30, maybe even up to 40% from what you see on Wayfair, Amazon, by buying it from our store. And you can have it right now.
And I will tell you that my wife bought from Wayfair and Overstock.com, and pretty much everything that came was damaged.
Yep.
Yeah.
So after schlepping it upstairs, the pack mule had to schlep it downstairs.
Do you see these big warehouses that are being built all over these highways? Huge. Guess what they're filled with?
Right.
Wayfair damaged and material from Wayfair.
Right.
So, yes, they could come in. They can pick it up right from our store. We can have it delivered. You can have it tomorrow for those that want immediate satisfaction.
Phone number and location.
Phone number is 708-343-3900. But go to buildersupplyoutlet.com, and we are 5 miles
east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center.
There you go.
God. Josh, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get line of credit products and business line of credits.
Yep.
And credit building loans that we didn't even talk about because we ran out of time because we got hooked on
so many products we can go through, but right. Yes.
The best number to reach at?
847-967-4644, or email me, Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, .Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com.
312-981-7200 is the calls. I don't know why I'm giving the phone line out.
No.
We got done. A minute to go. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
And also, your dad always likes me to do
that's nice.
MegaPros.com.
Because if I don't do that again.
Yeah, we're here to help. You could text our office number, the 847-658-8989 number. Any pictures, any questions, any issues, we're here to help.
Anytime. If you want to reach me during the week, you give me a call at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information for podcasts or previous shows and for videos of the show. They do a great job post-production of the show. You can catch it all there. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, have a great weekend, everybody.